The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and I have the pleasure to be with Brother Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you and so much.
Yeah, Brother Liaqat Abbas is a scholar in the house, Ilmi of Qum, having a deep research in the field of Mahdawiyat. So today we are going to talk about the duties of awaiters and also the responsibilities they should be carrying out. As we mentioned in the previous episode, that they have a lot of rewards, like more than the 50 martyrs of Badr. You claim that the awaiters of Imam, that must sawab. You also mentioned that in the light of hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, we were discussing more ahadith in this light, that those who cling on the rope of wilayah. I would like to know more, like having knowledge and then clinging on this rope, how is that put in action? Like, how do you explain that further?
Perfect. In the previous hadith, like what you have mentioned, we spoke about 50 martyrs of Badr and 50 martyrs of Uhud, example. This is for the sabr, the reward of sabr. Yeah.
Right.
Over here, the imam is saying, مَنْ سَبَتَ عَلَىٰ مُوَالَاتِنَا وَبِلَايَتِنَا فِي غَيْبَةِ قَائِمِنَا أَعَتَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَجْرَ أَلْفَ شَهِيدٍ مِنْ شُهَدَاءِ بَدْرِ وَأُخَدْ. Example, over here, if I want to translate, whoever remains steadfast and in his loyalty and belief in our imamate,
right,
during the occultation of Aqaim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of 1,000 martyrs.
Right.
From the martyrs of Badr and Uhud. Okay, so over here, the reward is increasing. You are doing one particular work. Example, that is, you're having sabr. You're clinging to the rope of the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam. Example, yeah. The rewards, the count increases. Without you even knowing, okay? Okay, this part is for the rewards. I don't want to go into it. This is the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward, okay? Then, this is from Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, the fourth imam. And then we have a hadith as well. A time will come upon the people when the imam will be hidden from them.
Right.
Then the Zurara, the sahabi of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, this hadith which I've quoted is from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Zurara asks the imam, what should the people do at that time? The imam says,
when they don't have access to
exactly.
Imam. Right.
يَتَمَسَّكُونَ بِالْأَمْرِ الَّذِي هُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ.
Right.
The imam says, they should cling on to the matter of the wilayah.
Right.
And until it becomes clear to them. What becomes clear to them? The imam of the time. Himself.
Oh.
So until the zuhur, the concept of wilaya is there. Until zuhur means, of course, the person who is in, who is clinging to the concept of wilaya with actions.
Right.
During the occultation of the imam, will definitely cling on to the imam during his reappearance as well.
Okay. Right.
There are people who say that we are clinging to the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt,
right,
but they cling on to the wilayat of Shaitan, or example, corrupt people, example.
Right.
Okay? So it depends on the actions, because we have a hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, where he says, those who claim to be amongst us but disobey us are not amongst us.
Oh, okay.
So you see, they are not having this connection. Okay, they are saying they have.
So Imam is clarifying one thing, that there are many claimers.
Yeah.
There are many people who claim, but what makes you actual Shia or a follower of Imam
definitely
is something different. It's obedience, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So so if we are only the claimers.
Yeah,
we should start thinking over here.
Right, rethinking
much,
and applying.
How much of action are we putting forward?
Reflect
in order,
on our
you know,
actions.
Clinging onto the rope is not an easy task. If you just imagine, like, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he takes examples in the Holy Quran, they are quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like, okay, cling to the rope. It's as if like you are holding on to the rope.
Imagine physical rope.
It's very hard. Yeah.
Explore that more after a short break, and we will be back in a while.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me. And we are discussing what is this clinging on the rope of Wilaya. And now you wanted to, you know, you were saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says something like that in the Holy Quran, clinging onto the rope. And you wanted to explain.
Yeah. Wa'tasimu bihablillah, example. Cling on to the jami'an.
Right.
All together. It's not
together,
just one or two.
In a group, yeah.
Yeah, as a group is exactly.
Don't be selfish in clinging.
No way. And the rope is really, it's not like, oh, if you catch on to it and you catch hold to it, there won't be space to other people. No, it's a rope which is not visible. And number two, it's a rope which has a lot of space inside itself.
Right.
And you know what? Clinging, example, if I ask you, example, what concept comes to your mind when I tell you cling on to the rope, which is clinging from the rope?
Right.
Now just cling on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To hold it firm.
To hold it firm.
If you
let it loose, what will happen?
I'll fall down.
You will fall down.
Yeah.
Where is that falling down? Where is that pit? What is that pit where you're going to fall down? Example.
Yeah.
This is another question.
Yeah.
Example. Okay, you're clinging onto the rope, but even if you leave, you're going to fall onto the ground.
Right.
Which is like a few feet away.
Right.
You'll be like, okay, it's okay, come on. Now just imagine, below you, underneath you, there's a black pit, which you don't know how deep it is.
Right.
What will you do? What will the logic of a person say? I'm going to cling on to it no matter what.
Right.
No matter how hard it's going to be.
Right.
No matter how much stressful it's going to be. No matter how much hard work it's going to be. Like, I have to take that hard work.
How much efforts
I have to keep all my efforts in order to just cling
myself,
on to.
Yeah.
Exactly, definitely. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know how deep the pit is.
Right.
Example, you will be like, oh, I'm going to die if I fall into it.
Right.
That's it. My life is done. You see? So you will hold on to it, catch hold of it very tightly.
Right.
With all your effort.
And throughout the history, we have always seen that this rope, clinging onto the rope, has always been a savior. Right? Like from any of the, like even if you take it in the physical form, like there's a rope and someone is clinging on it, it's clinging on for life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
actually, they say, your baqa. In Arabic, even in Farsi, they say, Baqai shuma ba in tanabast.
Okay.
It means
your existence.
Your existence is because of this rope.
Holding on to this
if
rope.
You leave it, you're done. You're gone.
Yeah.
You don't exist. It's as if like you don't exist.
Exist. At all.
Yeah, exactly. And about the pitfall or that pit below underneath, which is very black, example. Yeah, okay, it can be said it's about the hellfire.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the names of the hellfire, or one of the qualities, I would say, of the hellfire is its black in state. Meaning, you can't see. When we talk about fire, there are different levels of fire, which were cooled down. After that, it was cooled down. Again, it was cooled down. And at the end of the day, like after cooling it down for 70 times, the fire of this world was created. There's a hadith. Anyways, I don't want to go into it. The hellfire, it's black in nature, meaning the person can't see what's going on. There's no light inside it. And it's filled with heat, hot, and of course, at one place it's filled with right. coldness and stuff. Anyways, so when such an imagination is there, the person will do everything, even if he has to himself, get rid of his lusts, get rid of his sins, get rid of anything, he would be like, I'm going to catch hold to it.
Catch hold. When when they understand, like that's also said in Holy Quran, Aynul Yaqeen, when you get the Aynul Yaqeen, when you get the belief with your eyes. We'll discuss more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
مهدينا في الأزمان شرع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شرع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Brother Liaquat is here, and we're talking about the duties of the awaiters, and we have been talking about what does it mean to cling on to the rope of wilaya, as I was discussed in one of the ahadith about the awaiters. Yes, brother.
Yeah. So once this thing happens, once this Aynul Yaqeen, just like you have said, the certainty, the eye of certainty is open for a person. And he sees everything crystal clear. He sees and he knows what the rope is.
Right.
And the process of clinging onto the rope is also clear. So me as a muntazir, example, as the awaiter of the imam of my time, should hold on to my imam in this manner.
Right.
When this thing happens, this is one responsibility, what we are talking about.
Yeah.
I should hold on to him this manner, meaning all my actions should be in accordance with the wali of my time.
Right.
Yeah? If, example, there's another rope beside me, okay, where I can cling on to, that is the rope of shaitan, example.
Okay.
The rope of lust, carnal desires.
Carnal desires.
The rope of jealousy, okay? The rope of backbiting.
Yeah.
There are many ropes if we want to, There are ropes of nafsul ammara, like the soul which incites us to commit bad deeds or to commit sins, example.
Right.
Okay? So there are many ropes. And unfortunately, in this world, what happens is people shift while acting upon. They think, okay, this will deliver me from my needs.
Yeah.
Okay, example. Okay, if I cling on to the rope of backbiting, I'll get sukoon. Why? Because I hate so-and-so person.
Yeah.
So I will get relief.
Peace.
Once I talk about him badly behind him, example.
Maybe I'll find some peace.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'll be finally relieved.
Definitely. And people actually feel relief. I mean, when we speak to them as a consultant, of course, in psychology as well, they say, oh, you know what? Oh my God, it's as if like there was a big, big boulder. There was a big stone on my head which was sitting and I threw it off. I was like, why? Because I spoke about that person.
Then
I'm like, okay, why did you speak? I just want to remove that boulder. I just wanted to remove that stone from my head.
Right.
When a person gives permission to Nafsul Ammara for a lot of times, example, that's the enemy, right? That's your own enemy.
Yeah, Imam Ali Sam says about it that the worst enemy resides within you.
Exactly, So if I see myself in my mirror, example, I can see my own enemy standing right in front of me. That is me, myself, yeah? So if I give permission to my enemy for a lot of times, example, of course it's really logical that the enemy is gonna hunt me down.
Right.
It's gonna crush me to the ground.
Right.
I'm gonna get defeated easily.
Right.
That is where even if the conscience says, oh, you know what, you're doing bad, but still the person will do backbiting then later day, for sure.
It's a desensitization that has happened when you do not listen to it over and over again and again.
So I would say there are ropes,
and
there's one rope which takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the other ropes are gonna mislead us, for sure.
Yeah.
The rope with action towards wilaya is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the actual savior.
Thank you, Brother Yakut, for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun? Where is the spring of life? Where is the shine?